I thought it was a very good football game, even despite the interception right before the half, which we would have counted on field goal being made there if we didn't score, which would have given us a lead at halftime. But to come back out in the middle of the third quarter and have that other interception, to give them the ball in that position on the field, I mean, in my opinion, a huge, huge turning point in the game. You know, quite frankly, to be able to not be able to run the ball, to have have so few attempts at rushing the ball, it's just not our style. You know, we haven't had a lot of success with it, and to see the ball thrown that many times and some of the results are very difficult to explain. So I thought that our defense played hard. I thought they handled the tempo that the Denver offense was trying to utilize, whether it was hurried up or whether it was slowed down. I thought we did well with that. You know, they made some plays, no doubt, but we made some plays too. And we kept a very high-powered offense under control that if we would have had some consistency over four quarters on offense, even if it was the kicking of field goals the way it was going, you know, it would have been a decision that would have been made in the fourth quarter. So very disappointed, frustrated. I can understand how some of the players feel. The whole point is that we have to hang in there. We have 14 games to go. We've been 0-2 before. We've dug ourselves into a hole before and been able to fight our way out of it. When we did, it was with team. But the performance level has to come up. Thought our punting game was not up to standards tonight. We had talked all week about not punting the ball down the middle of the field to this guy, and that's pretty much all it was down the middle of the field. And the last one, which was a poorly punted ball, really rose up to bite us in the tail. So lots of work to be done. As I said, into the third quarter and middle of the third quarter, the game was basically being played the way we would want it to be played. Our defense was doing some good things. We were kicking field goals rather than scoring touchdowns. That's an issue. But a highly competitive game turned into the kind of sloppy finish with a couple of interceptions at the end and the punt return.
What's your assessment of what's wrong with the
game? Without looking at the tape, there seems to be we're not running through very many arms, okay, and we don't have a lot of clear paths. Well, I think Eli would be the first to say that it's not the way we want it to be, and somehow, some way, we got to stop the interceptions. Whether, you know, you're looking at a two-edged sword now. You know, you put yourself in a position where you are throwing the ball a little bit better than you are running it, and so now if you're going to try to tighten it up a little bit, as I say, you're going to have some run game to go with it. So. Well, they both had basically plays, if you will, things that they were going to be utilized for. And Darrell was pretty much a third down guy. Brandon was to be the short yardage goal line, and David had his special plays as well. Well, you put an awful lot into it, and it was a good week. They worked hard this week, and they came in, and it was the point was that they were going to prepare harder and work harder, and they did. I thought they did, and it's frustrating not to win. I don't know. I didn't see the numbers. Obviously, we didn't keep the ball very well. I would say on some occasions it was pressure. Other occasions it was coverage, you know, without looking at the tape. Well, I think he's fine. I mean, I think he probably dislocated the finger and they put it back in and he went back in the game.
Sure, you should know after the first round loss, you were a lot more fiery. Did you play them better, or are you
Well, I could stand up here and be fiery if that's what everybody wants. But, you know, it's, I mean, there's a little bit of a hole in my stomach right now, too. So, and I am, you know, I'm greatly disappointed. What can I tell you, you know? Well, anytime you don't have any statistics to show for it, and we're certainly not knocking them back off the ball. Now, let's give credit where credit is due. They have a good defensive team. They have a very good defensive team. You ask about third down, they were, what, third last year in third down defense? And their front is big and strong and powerful. And so they're a good defensive team. But, I mean, you've got to have a better run result than we're having. Oh, I don't know about that. I wouldn't say that, Gary. It just was a play that we thought we should have made and we didn't. We were running a slant, and the first indication that trouble was there was the defender's arm reaching in toward the ball just as the receiver was doing the same thing, and so it wasn't clean. The ball gets knocked down rather than caught, and when you see it bounce up in the air like that in heavy traffic, that's not a good sign. We always talk about get the ball. You know, when the ball's on the ground, it's ours, but we haven't gotten many of them. And that was in our hands even, and we didn't get it. So that's part of the frustration. There was contain issues on those two plays. And I'm sure there was no one up on the edge, no one providing a contain element to the defense. And I'll have to look and see at that. Well, we had obviously deferred so that we would get the kickoff in the second half, and that was just a strategic move on our part. It looked like it was going to work out. It worked out well when they fumbled their opening drive. But I didn't think – I thought we came out from the half. I mean, I thought we were in good shape. You know, we'd like to have had the lead, but we didn't. We were excited about coming out and getting the ball. Well, no, it was mentioned in here right now.